The poor, remote villages of Western Africa don't have many resources, but there is one that is available to them in abundance, the sun. Bruce Rhodes has made it his goal to help those villages make use of that through the local nonprofit he's founded called Drums for Solar.
We broker agreements with small villages in West Africa. Right now we're in Senegal, Mali, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso. We find out what they have to offer in exchange for solar technology. So what we do is we put solar energy in small villages to meet the necessities of the village. For instance, pumping water, medical refrigeration, and communications or lights at school.
The solar part of the equation is the easy part, Rhodes says. It's finding a way to balance the other side of the exchange that has been more challenging.
I met with chiefs and elders for days and days. We had to sit in a circle and talk. They had the feeling that if you gave me something and I had nothing to give in return, it's like stealing from my spirit. Some of the villages we work with don't have crafts that we can sell and raise money for. Some of them don't make instruments or drums. Some of them are in the desert, and some of them just have their culture and their spirituality and their history. So what Drums for Solar does is to share their culture, their spirituality, and their history in exchange for sustainable technology.
That model will get its first full-scale test this weekend, as Drums for Solar hosts a multifaceted fundraising event at Santa Rosa's Arlene Francis Center on Sunday afternoon.
It's for people coming into the venue, experiencing the culture, the spirituality, and the history of these villages and the history of the people and how they live. They will have pictures from the village, a whole outline of how the project's going to work. They would have complimentary food, music, a story about the village, the crafts in the village, and the way the people live. Just share the humanity, and that's pretty much the exchange.
And yes, there will be a drum circle, too. This all represents something of a departure from the usual Western fixed-price kind of fundraising event. Admission is on a sliding scale. But Rhodes is hoping it will foster a deeper, more personalized sense of connection for the supporters who attend.
Right now, a lot of people can go onto the internet and click and send a dollar to a starving kid someplace in the world. There's some sort of disconnect between that dollar and the person who gets the benefit from the dollar. At Drums for Solar, we feel it's extremely important that people have a whole picture of what they're donating to and how it's going to have an effect on the people in the village. And then in exchange for that, sharing the culture and the history of the people from the village would have some sort of impact on their lives.
Drums for Solar is out to raise $60,000 by next fall, when Rhodes and his team plan to return to Africa for their first installation.
The well's been going dry in this village of Kariengimbi. We're going to drill a new well at the school and also put in solar for pumping the water out of the well.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.